Van Dyke, Andrew from our district engineer connection group, and then the Pinnacle team on the line here as well. So we can call the meeting to order at 11:02 in the morning. Jake has the agenda up on the screen here for your review. That was updated and resent yesterday. We look for approval of the agenda unless there are modifications to be made by the board.
Motion to approve.
In a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you. Agenda approved. Public comment on non-agenda items. Don't see any public on the line. If anyone would like to speak as a member of the public, please do so at this time. Hearing none, we'll move to the action items. First thing is approval of the minutes from the last meeting on July 16th. Those were in the board packet that was sent out. If there are no questions on the minutes, we'd entertain a motion to approve, please.
I'll move to approve.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Right. Thank you. Moving on to our contracts here. Megan, did you want to walk through those?
Yeah, of course. Good morning, thank board. You. So we're on to item 2B, which is the approval of, the contract with Rocky Mountain Power. So this is basically their form contract, and they weren't interested in any changes, and that's okay. It meets compliance with Utah law. So one thing we are doing in addition to this contract is approving a procurement finding by TPP for a sole source award. Since Rocky Mountain Power is the only power distributor you have the choice to work with, you're going to work with them. Happy to answer any questions or have anyone else fill in additional information if you'd like. Okay, looking for a motion to approve, subject to final legal review and a finding by the procurement official.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The next item we're on to is the Jordan Basin Improvement District. This has to do with the roads in the promenade, which are a little bit less wide than would normally be required. I think the difference is about 2 feet in width. So Jordan Basin Improvement District wants the PID to enter into this contract saying if something happens way, way in the future, and for whatever reason they need to rip up those roads to get to their easement area, the PID will be responsible for that. This has already been approved by Jordan Basin Improvement District. Here for your approval today, and it sounds like someone else wants to jump in, so please do.
Oh, I was just going to clarify, it's not if they have to rip up the roads, it's if in the area that they would, in the space they would normally have, the encroachment areas, and the exhibit actually details very specifically those encroachment areas, that if they have to move utilities in those encroachment areas, that we would essentially bear the burden of the additional cost that was born. So it's not any repairs, it's kind of the incremental cost.
Thank you for that clarification, Robert. Appreciate it.
Yep.
So looking for a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the next item is your standard 6 additional services addendum with Kinley Horn. This is for the promenade area. If you wouldn't mind, Jake, going to the exhibit for this item, it's exhibit A. And this had been sent around via email by Zach, and everyone agreed that this needed to be added. If you go a little bit lower, you can see the cost of the services, Jake. Right there is perfect. $152,000.
And maybe I can just explain this for context a little bit, unless Zach, you're going to do that.
Go for it, Mike.
Yeah,
So when we're trying to establish a clear process for Draper understanding how they're going to validate that these horizontal improvements will, you know, they'll accept at the end of the day. The question arose on who's doing construction administration. Kimley Horn did the engineering for the infrastructure, but there was nobody that was doing the construction administration. So here we've requested them to give us a proposal, and that's what we're looking at here.
Yep, and we've back-channeled just cost on this. This is, I think, a reasonable cost for the work. So I don't have any issues or comments.
So is this a not to exceed amount, or is this just an estimate as we go forward? It says estimated fee.
Yeah, I think it's the latter, Jay, estimated.
Okay, so who's bird dogging the actual costs of that?
I think it'll be from based our side. That'll be Aaron and those managing the construction.
Okay.
I think maybe I could speak to that too, Jay. I think it really does come down to the performance of the contractor and the management of that.
Right.
If they fail tests and they have to be on site more and hold additional meetings, then that cost would go up.
Yeah, understood.
Which then you would push back onto the contractor.
Contractor, yeah. Got it. Thanks, Mike.
Any other thoughts or comments on this contract?
I'm good with it.
I'll motion to approve the contract.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Oh. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Our next item here, item E, is adoption of the resolution for eligible costs. That's cost certification number 7. Jake, if you could move to that part of the packet, please. And Andrew, would you like to walk us through this cost certification?
Yeah, sure thing. So we received some costs from Arcadis, and in the event, Kimley Horn, Maynard Nexen, Selbert Perkins, and Snell and Wilmer, totaling $274,695.24. And of that amount, we found $137,072.87 district capital service costs. And these costs all relate to master planning design, phase one, contract negotiations, and the event area, promenade, and H3A as well.
The public portions of H3A.
Yes, that's correct.
Any questions, comments, concerns?
Is there a motion to approve cost certification number 7?
I'll motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, thank you. Then we have the award of contract for construction of the event venue. Aaron, is there anything you'd like to say about this item?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, Aaron, before you jump in, I sent you a text a minute ago, but I'd like to have Megan just kind of take us back through what we went through late last year in terms of approval. So this in many ways, this is a ratification and then an update on where we are. But Megan, would you take us through where we've been leading up to today before we go through that?
Yes, of course. Happy to. So at your meeting on December 3rd of 2025, you approved the RFP submitted by Layton Construction to construct the event venue. And then Aaron and his team went to work, and there have been many, many contract negotiations over that time. And here today, you're going to be approving the form of final AIA contracts so they can start putting shovels in the ground. But as Jay said, in many ways, this is a ratification because the RFP was approved in December. It's just been so long, we all forgot to bring it back to you here today. So I'll turn it over to Aaron and thank him and his team for all the work they've done to get us here.
Thanks, Megan. Long and short, you know, we awarded late and we've been grinding on this thing, trying to get through design, get to our cost, get to our contract, and get shovels in the ground so we could hit booking windows. And I think we're there. So we've got the cost on the full 95% CDs. We're still working through some value engineering stuff, pretty decent amount of that, plus some supply stuff from OBG. In the meantime, we've also been negotiating this contract. At this point, the contract language is done and final. We've got a couple exhibits that we still need to vet out and finish, like going through the quals, the schedule. That's about it. So a couple other exhibits we need to finish. But as soon as we have those, we would like to proceed with executing this contract. I don't know if anybody else needs any more history on it.
I have some questions.
Yep.
So this was a CMGC contract, is that correct?
Yes, design build, design assist contract.
Okay, so they've gone out to various subcontractors with a 95% CDs and received multiple bids.
Oh yeah.
And we have that included in the information that we can review.
You know, I haven't asked for the full complete bid sets. You know, a lot of the GC, or sorry, the subs, we awarded along the way. So we awarded, you know, well, it's Layton concrete, but electrical, plumbing, steel, the mains, elevators. We awarded under design assist through pre-con. They were competitively bid. We interviewed and they were awarded. Finishes, all of that, they've kind of had them in tow. But yeah, they received multiple bids, and I can request bid sheets if we need it.
Yeah, I'm just, when you're establishing a GMP, I'm used to, you know, kind of a bid package, right? With leveling sheets and showing who was the low bid, and then you can put together that calculates to the bottom line. Is this for a GMP?
It is a GMP contract, yeah. And we have the full breakdown on cost.
Is that part of the packet?
It will be. It's their SOV is going to be in, as an exhibit.
Okay.
Mike, are you talking about as a part of this packet?
Yeah. Review. I was. That's usually a giant file, right? I mean, it's multiple pages. I haven't seen that or reviewed it. I don't know if anybody else has.
I've been in every one of the meetings when we've gone through the depth of coverage on all the big categories.
Yeah.
And FF&E, why we selected it.
Typically what we get, Mike, is we get a full breakdown division by division of all the costs. And we track that through every 50% progression of the drawings and estimate, right? And we get our full variance log, we go through it and we attack problems and get our VE list together. And we end up at a schedule of values, which I would share if I could. Apparently I can't.
I understand that, Aaron. I'm just looking for the backup that proves that we've gone out to multiple subcontractors to validate that we followed the procurement process. That's all.
Yeah, I can get that. I thought that we went through that basically public procurement process when we awarded Layton in a competitive bid process.
We did do that. And Jay and Aaron are telling us, I think, on this call that we've gone back to multiple parties multiple times on all of the major categories of subs. Mike, to your point, Mike, it's not in this packet. And if we need to, we can get it, I would suggest it.
Not hard to provide.
It's yeah, it'll take Leighton a bit to
I would suggest get
everything together, make it pretty, but
prove rather than kind of delay just from a timing perspective, subject to, you know, just compiling that information.
I can share now if you'd like me to walk through what I have.
Let's do.
I just want to give a couple of trades just to see what we have.
Yeah, Mike, I don't have a breakdown by trade of, okay, I mean, this lists out who was awarded, but it doesn't list out all the other numbers that we got. But this is how we've been tracking it with Leighton. Got some accepted VE, all their breakdown of numbers. Got some push and pull. I'm trying to get rid of their builder's risk number. We got another 1.7 million in pending VE. I think 1.5 is really viable. So I think we're going somewhere around 88, but we got to work on that. So it's 90 million, just over $90 million number.
Okay. I mean, I would like to see additional information after the, you know, to validate that they have going out to a public process and received multiple bids per scope.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get that together and send it to you. Are you looking to see every bid, the actual bids from all the subs?
Well, usually they'll have a leveling sheet that lists all the subs that bid per trade. And then behind each trade, they'll have the awarded low bid from that actual subcontractor.
Yeah, I know what you're looking for. We haven't asked them for this, so it's going to take them some time to prepare it and make sure it's clean.
Yeah, they should be very familiar with this process because they do a ton of public work.
Yep. What else do we need to see? You know, Megan, you've been through the full contract. Does anybody else does it need to be sent out?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'll just add that both myself and Adam Ritchie on behalf of the PID have reviewed the contract many times, and we feel really good about the language, and both have legal secretaries doing final cleanups as late as yesterday afternoon. So feel really good about the contract, ready to move forward.
Yeah. My goal was to have this thing signed early next week. But if we're going to pending approval based on the bid spreads, you know, it'll probably push into late next week. So let me get to work
But let's talk about that. I don't know that, unless you feel strongly about it. I mean, if we got to assemble all of that stuff, and I don't think it's going to change the decision. If we're doing it to, you know, paper it up, that's one thing. But I would prefer to get it approved so we don't lose additional time.
Yeah, Jay, it's a fair question. I'm trying to validate that they followed a public procurement process, and I it's hard for me to vote yes if I don't see the evidence of that. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Mike, is a public procurement process relate to Leighton and all of their subs and all of their subs and all of their subs? Like, at what point is it?
Yes. Yeah, that's the contract they've entered into, yes.
Something doesn't feel right to me there.
No, I agree.
I guess I thought that we were following the public procurement process by competitively bidding and awarding Leighton.
That's my understanding as well.
Megan, can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, but I want to make sure Mike's still with us because it looked like his camera went out. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, the district's adopted procurement policy required the public bidding process for the event venue, which we went through last fall. Aaron and his team and Pinnacle helped with that process. Layton was awarded the contract. And then as Aaron is represented, and I'm sure the documentation will bear forth, they've been going through a public procurement, multiple bidding process for each of the subs. But I'm not aware of anything in the procurement code that requires those findings or that information to be included in the contract itself, which you're awarding today. I understand the need for Aaron to get that paperwork and review it, and Mike or any other trustee liking to review it, I think is completely fine. But I believe and agree with some of the trustees on the line that public procurement has been followed and the district's procurement process has been followed to award this contract today.
Okay. I would just like to validate it, you know, later with backup. You're right. It doesn't need to be necessarily part of the contract, but for auditing purposes, we would want to validate that they did follow a public process. And if you've done that, Megan, great. I just haven't been part of that.
Oh, I haven't, Mike, and I think it's a fair question. And I think Aaron's going to get you the information you need. I know there's some urgency to get this signed and get the dirt moving. So I think we can check both boxes today by, and I recommend awarding the contract, approving that, and then getting the backup documentation to all the trustees so you can have a clear look at that. And if there are questions that come out of that, I think we can address those as they come forward, but I don't think it impacts the AIA contracts that Aaron's trying to get signed early next week, late next week, depending on the timing.
Hey, okay. Guys, I'm so sorry. I have a hard stop in about a minute. Mike, you can talk about the next item for JBID, I think, but as it relates to this item on the contract, I'm watching that we approve today. Object. Well, I would say that we approve it, and then Aaron, you're going to provide the backup.
Yep. Yeah, if we have approval, then I'll get the contract ratified, executed, and we'll follow up with backup.
Is there a second for approval of that award of contract pending a review of the backup data?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
I just want to be clear. Can I get this contract signed before the backup data is provided and reviewed? Or am I?
That's my assumption. That's what I was voting for.
Yes, Aaron, you can do that. And then if there's problem with the backup data on a specific sub or specific category of subs, we can address that separately.
Okay.
Does that work for your processes?
Yeah, works fine for me.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, Robert. Thank you. Before we move on to the next item, Jason Willard wasn't able to be on the call today, but he had a discussion with Ryan Homer this morning on the procurement for the parking garage. They were planning to meet, and maybe Aaron, you know a little bit about this as well, meet late next week, Ryan, Aaron, to discuss starting the procurement process for the parking garage after they get aligned. Jason was going to start working with DFCM on the procurement process. Is that amenable to the board to move forward in that direction?
But what's the timing of that?
I think we want to get it kicked off as soon as possible, Mike. We've been kind of vacillating back and forth as to whether or not we want the actual garage to break ground or the private side to break ground for logistic purposes. And so we had paused kicking this off. I have a little bit of concern nagging in the back of my head about deck to deck heights and things like that. I would like to get this design done sooner than later. So I think right now we're talking about go ahead and kicking off the RFP and design build process for the parking garage so that we can get better aligned. So it's just going back to those conversations we had about how we're going to do this. It's rebooting the conversation about following DFCM processes as opposed to the process we were following, how that's going to be administered, the design charrettes, and all that. So it's just restarting the conversation now.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll proceed with rebooting that conversation, like Aaron said, to get that procurement process moving, meeting next week, and then moving forward from there. For our next item, we have the variance agreement with Jordan Basin District. Mike, did you want to talk to that?
Yes, I did. But I thought that this was already mentioned. We talked about Jordan Basin and the need for a variance agreement, because if we were, you know, multiple years in the future, they needed to come in and replace the sewer. And then and in those locations that we don't have the 5 foot of separation.
Yep, you're right, Mike. Yeah, so this was covered under item 2C, and there were several emails that made it very confusing for a lot of different reasons about what this item is. So I think 2C is the same as 2G and has already been approved. And then at your next meeting, they have additional agreements that we just got yesterday, I believe, that we're going to review and bring back to you at your next meeting from Jordan Basin.
Are those agreements the connection agreements? Yes. Is that what you're referring to? Okay.
Yep.
There's another one that's not on this list that I was expecting to see, and that is, and I know that I believe our procurement policy with this board is that we can direct award up to $50,000. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And we did go out with a third party, a consultant for inspections and material testing for the horizontal work around the promenade area.
Was that the Kimmy? I might not be saying the name right.
Something more?
Yes. So my records show we awarded that contract at the last meeting.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't in the last meeting. I appreciate that. Now, can I ask one follow-up question to that, though? Draper City has requested a copy of their proposal and the contract. And I believe, because this is a public entity, that they'd probably have to go through a grandma request. Am I right on that?
We could make them go through a grandma request if you wanted, but I can also just send that to them if you direct me to the right person, or send it to you to send it to them. We're certainly trying to be partners.
Sure. I don't find it necessary to go through a grandma. I just wanted to make sure we were covered. So if you wouldn't mind sending me both the contract, I have the proposal, and I'll forward that on to them.
Yes, sir. Will do.
And thank Mike, you. Their reason for wanting that is just to make sure that it complies with their policies or their acceptance policies?
No. Yeah. And Robert brought this up because I mentioned this to him earlier. I truthfully, Jay, I don't have 100% correct answer because it was just in an email requesting it. But this is my optimistic theory. It's because Scott Cooley's really trying. At the end of the day, you know they're going to own and operate the utilities, right? So in our interlocal agreement, we have to validate that those utilities met the standards that we agreed to.
Right.
And that they comply with the plans and specifications. And so Scott Cooley's trying to understand how we get from the plans to a validated, you know, installed product that they can accept. And so I think he just wants to know how these people are part of the process.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'll keep my narrative to myself. Okay. So the confusion on item G here is probably my fault. There was discussions yesterday morning at a 10 o'clock meeting that there was fear that this agreement was not there. So I asked both Jake and Megan to add this, but it looked like it was already under C. So sorry for the gymnastics for the Pinnacle and legal team to add this. But thank you for appeasing my my ineptness.
No worries. Happy to accommodate. Administrative non-action items, we don't have anything there, and we are ready to move into the closed meeting to discuss the lease of real property related to the land leased by District 1. Betsy, did you want to go through the
closed session
process, or Megan?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. Thank you, Shannon. Before we do that, this item went out. It's been discussed at the last two meetings. The draft went out via email to board. The only response I got was from Robert that it looks okay. We are happy to go into a closed session if the board would find that valuable, but I'm not sure, just having not heard and discussed at the last meeting about this, if you want to do that or if you are ready to award this approval. Again, this is a sole source approval, so it's supported by a finding from your procurement agent that TPP will sign, saying that the only broker that's appropriate for this is the broker that's doing the rest of the project, along with those changes discussed at the last meeting. So happy to take direction from the board.
Yeah, I'm not sure we need to go into closed session. I mean, we went through that last month. Mike, I know you weren't in that, but you're aware of the what very we're dealing familiar. With
very yeah. familiar.
I don't think you're talking about for item B or for A and B.
So A is the closed session to discuss item B. Jay, I just wanted to give you the opportunity if you needed that closed session. If you don't, we're ready to take a motion on B.
Yeah, I don't see a need for it, but if any of the board members want to do that and get a refresher, we can do that.
I agree with Jay.
And I'm happy to make a motion unless Cal or Zach want to dig deeper.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you, Jay.
I'm good.
Okay, so I'll make a motion for the approval of the property leasing agreement with Centennial Real Estate Management related to the pavilions.
I'll second.
All in favor? Thanks.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That is all we have on the agenda for today. Are there any other items that the board would like to discuss before we adjourn?
Shannon, can we do a rewind real quick on the, I guess I maybe it's an Aaron, Ryan, Jason Willard question, but what are the comment around the parking structure? What is the deliverable they're working on? What is the plan of action related to the PID board? Can somebody rewind that and give me a better understanding of what we're doing there?
Yeah, and Aaron, feel free to jump in here. Since the conversation had just been stale for a while, we wanted to confirm that the board was good with restarting the conversation and moving forward with that procurement process, just so we didn't get ahead of anything or start work on a project that the board wasn't ready to start on. It was just a reboot of the conversation that we had earlier in the year and making sure that we weren't getting ahead of where the board wanted to go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. It's just preparing to get to get started together. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that.
Of course.
I support that for sure. Sooner than later.
Anything else? Zach, did you have a question?
No, nothing for me.
All right. Pending any further discussion, we'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Well, thank you all. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for the meeting, and we'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.